You have value. Your knowledge is important. And if you're a real estate agent, one of the best things we can do for consumers right now in this market, especially for our first-time home buyers, is help them understand how to take the next step.
Welcome to the Northwest Real Estate Roundup, the podcast where real estate meets reality. I'm your host, Steve Tytler, coming to you with 4 decades of experience in the trenches of real estate and the mortgage business. Today, we're diving deep into the tools, tips, and trends that make the industry tick. Join us as we unpack the secrets to success in real estate, share expert advice, and spotlight the innovators who are shaping our industry. Let's get started. Welcome to the Northwest Real Estate Roundup, and our guest today is Ginger Bell, who's a social media marketing expert. Now, Ginger, a lot of us, especially old guys like me, really need to get with the program and get into this social media thing the kids are into. So tell us, how important is it for real estate agents to start using social media?
Well, Steve, thanks for having me on your podcast. I'm very excited about the information that you're sharing because that is the first step, is doing it. And so, you know, social media is a term that I think is kind of used very loosely because there's a lot that goes into social media. And, you know, we think of TikTok and Instagram, and really there's a lot to social media that goes beyond just the dances or watching those funny TikTok, you know, videos. People are really looking to social media for information. They're looking for expertise, and they are also looking to social media to check you out. So if you're referred by someone, say, for example, if you're a real estate agent and they saw you on a listing, oftentimes the very first thing people will do is they will go to the internet and they will search for you. And so it's that branding that really supersedes just social media that is so important, no matter who you are, you know, whether you're a real estate agent, whether you're a loan officer, whether you're a financial planner, having that presence online is very important. And there's a lot of things that you can do in order to elevate that.
Okay, now how do you stand out from all those dumb kitten videos and baby videos that my wife watches? How do you get people's attention on social media?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'll say is consistency and being very clear on the message that you're sending. Sometimes I think people are afraid to put information, especially educational information, out there, but that is actually what people are looking for, and they will follow you. And I'll give you an example. So we have a client that we've worked with in the past who started doing TikTok videos. And he started off on YouTube, and he saw me speak at a conference and came up to me and said, you know, I want to do videos. I don't know how to get started. And so his other thing was he wanted to do them in Spanish. And asked if we could help him with that. And so he got started doing videos, and he was challenged with, you know, what do I say? For that very reason, it's like, okay, people are on TikTok and they're watching things. What do I say to stand out? And I said, you need to tell them what they need to know because they're looking for that information. And so we started doing that. We started with his YouTube channel, posting onto his social media channels. And that's the thing too, is post on everything. Some people think I'm just going to do on one. Listen, if you're shooting a video or if you're posting something on social, put it on everything because it's consistency. And so that's what we started. We started with the videos, YouTube, social media, and then he decided he wanted to double down on TikTok. And so he started posting onto TikTok every single day. And back then, this is a few years ago, TikTok only allowed you to do, I think at the time, a 90-second video. Now you can do a 10-minute video on TikTok, and you can also link videos on TikTok. And so he started into TikTok, and it was always just a tip of the day, a tip of the day. If you're thinking of buying a home, here's the first thing you need to do. If you're looking in this area, first thing you need to do. You know, if you're going through a divorce, I mean, just things that people need to know about. And he started building a following. And that's the whole idea, is that consistency. The more consistent you are, then the more people will follow you, the more people will share you. And so with this following, what he got over time is people who saw him as what? The expert, right? And they knew, hey, if you're looking to buy, sell, or refinance, and he's in Florida, and especially because his videos were in Spanish, they really stood out, then he was the person that people went to. And now that's his full strategy. It's everything that he does is around these. And we do both short and long form content. Short is anything that's under a minute. Long is obviously over a minute. But just getting that information out there. The other thing that's very powerful to do on social media is to create a Facebook page that is dedicated to an area. So for example, you're in the Pacific Northwest and in Washington. So starting a Facebook page instead of a business page, we all have to have business pages, but honestly, we don't get a lot of traction on our business pages on Facebook. But if you start a business page that is about the area you're in, you know, I'm in Portland, Oregon. So if I start a business page, you know, living in the Pacific Northwest, and then you start putting those videos on there, not just about buying a home, but around the neighborhood, you know, what are the kind of restaurants around there? What are the schools like? What are the parks like? You know, if you have a dog, is it a great area to go with a dog? Those are the kind of things that people are looking for. And then they look to you as the expert. The other thing I love doing, especially for real estate agents, is to showcase small businesses in your area. So grab your phone. You know, the iPhones and the Samsungs have amazing video capability. And so grab your phone, go to a local business and say, hey, I have a Facebook page or a Facebook group if you want to start a group. And it focuses on, I live next to the Nike campus. So as my might do mine around living in Beaverton. And we want to showcase local businesses. Do you mind if we do a, you know, an interview and talk about your business? There is very few business owners that will say no to anything like that, right? And by doing that, you're raising visibility, you're letting people know about the area, and that business also is likely to share it with their customer base as well. It's like, hey, we were just featured on Living in Beaverton. And so, you know, doing that can showcase. You want to think about what are the things people want to know and then putting yourself in the middle of it.
That's great advice. And it also shows there is really nothing new under the sun, because many years ago in my mortgage company, we used to put out a service directory where we had recommended businesses on there. And it's the same idea, just updated to the 21st century.
Exactly. That's it. And you know, you can always put the hook at the end to where you have your call to action saying, hey, listen, if you know anyone, and that's, I always like in the hook, not just if you, but if you or anyone you know, because what does that do? It puts it into their mind. Hey, I think Paul was looking to buy a home. I should have him call Steve. You know, it's like those are the kind of things to think about. And even if you're doing a showcase, say maybe we had a house in Atlanta, Georgia for a while during COVID. My son had an esports team there. And when we were there, I was amazed. There was a dog park that was an award-winning dog park that they spent $1 million, the city did, to build. Not in Atlanta, it was in Alpharetta. And I'm like, that's crazy. But you know what? If I was a real estate agent, man, I would be going to that dog park and I would be videotaping, hey, you know, I'm at the Alpharetta dog park and let's talk to the people that live here. What do you like about living here? What kind of dog do you have? What does your dog like about coming to this park? What are some of the other trails you go to? You know, think about being able to talk to other people, because if I'm looking at moving someplace, those are the things I'm going to look for. Put them on your YouTube channel, put them onto your Facebook, do all of those kind of things. Just think about, if I was moving to an area, what would I want to know?
That's great. Now, not everybody wants to be on TV. Some people, like my wife, are extremely shy,
right,
would not want to be on TV. And I know most real estate agents tend to be pretty outgoing, right, but I bet there are some who are afraid to be on TV. So what advice do you have for them?
Get over it. I mean, there's a lot of fear that goes into creating videos. You know, many moons ago, I was a corporate trainer at Dale Carnegie Training. And I did many workshops on overcoming the fear of public speaking. And now that fear has transferred into overcoming the fear of doing video because, you know, we see ourselves, it's permanent. We don't like the way we look. We don't like the way we sound. And the reality is that's how you look and that's how you sound. And we love you anyway. So I think it's just a matter of realizing you have a lot of good information to be able to share. And video is the most powerful way to make that connection. So if you want to make a connection, you have to start doing video. And honestly, that's it.
Okay, what are the technical requirements and suggestions for somebody who's just starting out? They know nothing about doing video and they say, okay, Ginger, you talked me into it. I'm going to start doing videos. What do I do next?
So a couple of things you can get. First of all, and if you're listening, you're not going to see if you're watching the video, there is just a little selfie stick. And I have this with me all the time. And they're honestly like $20 on Amazon. And so get a selfie stick. You have a phone. You have a very powerful. Do you know that the Apollo, I think it was 13, the first one that went to the moon, had less computer power than our phones do today? I mean, it's like you have a camera with you at all times. And then the other thing is you can find, I don't have it here, but just get a little microphone, get a little lapel mic. Again, you can get them on Amazon for next to nothing. And so make sure you have, you know, something to put your phone on, something so that people can hear you. And then take a few notes as far as what you want to do. You know, ChatGPT is amazing. Like, what has happened in the last year and a half and the ability to get creative ideas is so phenomenal. So if you're looking for an idea, I just did this. We have a client who's a real estate agent. She goes back and forth between Kansas City and Phoenix. And so she's going back to Phoenix now. And she says, okay, I'm going to go out and shoot some videos. What, you know, should I shoot videos about? And so we just put into ChatGPT, give me 8 ideas for videos to shoot showcasing the Phoenix area. Boom, 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 boom. Great. Write a script for me. Boom, 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 boom. Now it's done. She has 8 videos she's going to go and do this weekend in addition to some of her open houses, but it's showcasing the area. So have a little bit of a plan. That's the other reason people don't like to shoot video. It's like, what do I talk about? Have a plan. You know, here's 3 things you can talk about. And when you're showcasing an area, hey, are you thinking moving to Beaverton? You know, one of the most important things about moving to Beaverton is we have access to a lot of parks. And one of the parks that we have access to is, and then give the name of the park. And I'm here today. And you can take that, you can shoot yourself talking. You can take your camera, shoot some, we call it B-roll, which then can be put over the top of that video. And now you have a great video. And it doesn't have to be super long. Even if you just want to get started, I used to do, and I've done it several different times, I'll do a video challenge. And the video challenge is 1 minute, 1 take, and 1 message. And so It was just like, okay, whatever you're going to do, you're going to shoot it. It's going to be 1 video every day. It's going to be 1 minute long and you're going to shoot it in 1 take. You're not going to overthink it. And so have an idea. What's the video I'm going to shoot today? Oh, I'm going to shoot, do you need to stage a home? Hey, question I always get is, do you need to stage a home? And the answer is, depends on what the home looks like.
Right, right.
Right? So, and if people are wondering what to say, go to your inbox. If you have questions coming into your inbox, that's probably a video. So those are the kind of things to, it's like, you don't have to overthink it. I mean, really, I think we get so caught up in our head sometime that
right,
we just procrastinate it. But a lot of it is hold yourself accountable. You know, the reason you're not doing video, it's you.
Exactly. A lot of us have great ideas and never implement them.
Right. It's called execution. And marketing, you know, you can't, here's the thing, the market, it's been a tough market. And we've probably been through tougher markets. I don't know. For some, maybe this is the toughest market. But guys, it's not the market. It's your marketing.
Right.
So if you want to increase, because I have people that are honestly having their best months ever because they're doing the work, they're doing the marketing, they're getting in front of people and they're doing that. And it's the whole thing. So, you know, one of the things that we always focus on, and my company is EduMarketing, it's educational marketing. And so whether you're doing a podcast like what you're doing, whether you're doing video, we have some clients that we write books for. So we do books on buying and selling. And we publish those on Amazon for them. We have newsletters that we do. We have blog posts we can do. I mean, it's just all of those things that it can incorporate, but having that whole plan that work together is what's important. Because when you do that and you consistently do it and you do it over time, that's when you become that standout. That's when you become recognizable. That's when somebody goes to search for a realtor in Seattle, your name pops up because you're on not just social media, but you have a YouTube channel, you have a website, the website has a blog on it, you know, all of those things. So it's really everything that goes together. And then the branding, your brand. I don't care who you work for. I don't care if it's your own company. I don't care if it's somebody else's company. You are your brand. So you want to make sure you brand it. Just like with you, you know, your focus is on, you know, Northwest Real Estate Roundup. That's a brand. That's what people are going to get behind, right? And it makes sense.
Right. Now, let's take it to the next step. All right. So I've gone out. I used my phone. I shot some cool videos. What do I do next?
Well, there's a lot of editing apps that you have on your phone. There's a lot of editing apps that you can, you know, have onto, you know, just your desktop. You can go to Fiverr, which is okay for a onesie twosie. We have a video production service. And so what we do for our service is we set up a YouTube channel, all your social media channels. And honestly, all our clients have to do is just record the video and then upload it to us. And then we take over from there. We put all the licensing, all the branding, all your logos, all your colors, post it onto social media, post it onto YouTube. So you can find a service like that. If you can't do that right now, just record it on your phone. You know, there's a lot of different, Adobe has a great video editing platform. There's a ton of different apps on your phone. So if you're just getting started, just do 1 minute video and, you know, clean up the intro and the outro a little bit, unless you're getting it perfect, and upload it.
Well, so, right. You said, like you said, your 1 minute video challenge yourself, do 1 minute, one take, then there's no editing required. You just upload it directly to YouTube or something, correct?
Yeah. You can upload it to YouTube and to your social media, all of them.
Right. Okay. And how important is it to create a YouTube channel, for example, and maybe explain what that is?
Yeah. So everyone should have a YouTube channel. YouTube is the number two search engine next to Google. Google owns YouTube. And so it is also the top educational platform. And so many people go to YouTube to be able to search for information. And you think about it. When you're search, it's like, if I want to know how to do something, where do I go? YouTube.
Yeah, I do that all the time. If I can't figure something out, rather than read an instruction book, I will go to YouTube and look up how to do it. And so people can search for anything on YouTube nowadays.
Anything, yeah. So putting yourself in the middle of it. I remember we had a client who I think was in North Carolina, and it was probably one of his first videos that we ever did for him. And we give, so our mortgage people, we give video scripts to. So we give them a weekly video script to record. So we give them the content. And he had recorded one on FHA. And so we edited it, produced it, put it onto his YouTube channel, had just made his YouTube channel. He didn't have any YouTube channel. And so I think it's maybe his second or third. And he calls me, he goes, oh my gosh, it worked. I said, what do you mean it worked? He goes, I just got a call from a lady who found my FHA video on YouTube, watched it, watched all my other three videos, and then called me and said, she goes, "You're exactly what I've been looking for. You know what you're talking about." Because she had been turned down by another lender and she wanted an FHA loan. And this other lender didn't want to put her in FHA. For some reason, they wanted to put her in conforming. So she went to YouTube, she searched FHA, found Brian's video, watched it, and not just one, but several of them, and then realized, gosh, this guy knows what he's talking about. So she called him. He got an application. That's why you want to have a YouTube. And here's the thing. People get started on YouTube and they're like, how come I don't have thousands of followers? It's like, you are not meant to be an influencer. This is about information. The other thing YouTube does is it gives you a place to put your video, and then you can take that link and you can put it into your newsletter. So you should also be doing a newsletter because you have a database, and that database is very valuable. And a lot of people don't realize how valuable that is. And so you should do one video a week, goes onto YouTube, onto social media, goes into your newsletter, and it should also go onto your website. You can take that video, transcribe it, put the video and the entire transcription onto your website, and now that becomes a blog. So, I mean, that's the whole thing. You don't have to do a lot. You just have to do one video once and do it consistently, and then make sure you're sharing it on multiple channels and you're leveraging it. We call it repurposing it. So you're getting the most out of it. It's kind of like going to the store and getting a carton of ice cream and only eating half of it and then throwing it away. It's like, why would you throw
that
away?
Well, I can't do that. No carton of ice cream escapes my house.
Mine either. What's your favorite flavor?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Oh. Not kind of boring, but that's what I like. Now, how can you make your video interesting? I mean, that's what a lot of people are scared to do. They go, I'll be on there saying, "Hi, I am Mr. Realtor, and you should work with me." You know, they're afraid of being robotic and scripted. How can people sound good and make it interesting so people want to watch?
So when you're making a video, you need to think about you're having a conversation with one person. And you should always start your video off with a hook. And if you think about, if you meet someone, and again, it's that mental mindset. So if you think, if you go to a cocktail party and you walk up and you meet someone and you're not going to bore them the first, 5 minutes with your story, right? You're going to ask them something. They're going to say, hey, Steve, nice to meet you. So tell me, have you been at any place interesting? And then open that conversation. Think of that in your videos. So when you start with a hook, it's asking a question. So somebody goes, yes. And then what happens? It draws you in, right? So if you start with a hook, hey, are you thinking of moving to Beaverton, Oregon? You're probably wondering, are there any dog parks? Well, there are. And today we're going to take a look at a couple of them. So think about what is going to be interesting. You should never start your video off with, "Hi, my name's Ginger Bell, and I do." People don't care. And they'll shut it down. So you want to make sure and capture their attention. Just like a news story, in a news story, what do they have? They have a headline, right?
Right.
It captures your attention. Whether or not it's even real, we don't always know.
Well, there's an old saying in marketing, always lead off with what's in it for me.
Exactly.
That's what people want to know. They don't want to care about anything.
No. Nope.
What's in it for me?
Yeah.
Classic headline service. Yeah. So you've given us a lot of great advice here, Ginger, and a lot of advice that people can do for themselves and go out there, start making videos, start posting on media, but it's a lot of work. And I know for me personally, I thought about it, like a lot of people, for a long time, but I didn't get going on podcasting, for example, until I got hooked up with your company at EduMarketing. So full disclosure, you're helping me produce this podcast.
Yeah.
And you're doing a great job. And it is something that really got me off the dime and got me moving.
Right.
Now, you can do it yourself, but a lot of you are busy. trying to build up your real estate business and you right. don't have time to learn how to be a podcaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us, give us a big, a quick commercial for you on why it is maybe a good idea to talk to you.
So what we do, whether you want to do a video, whether you want to do a podcast, whether you want to write a book, whether you want to do a newsletter, whatever it is you want to do to stand out, we can help you do that. And we take the back end off of the things that you quite honestly shouldn't be doing. If those are things that you want to do, then you probably should come and work for me. But you're out there selling real estate, and that's what you should focus on. And so you need to have someone in your back office. And that's what we are. We're an outsourced resource. You know, I've got 20 years in the mortgage and real estate industry doing this. So we've done it for a long time. And it takes that burden of, I really don't want to do this off of you to where now it's like, hey, I can shoot the video and then I'm done. That's it. So we can offer all of those services. And you can find us at edumarketing, edumarketing.com.
Well, that's great. Is there anything I didn't think to ask you that you'd like to mention?
No, I think probably the most important thing is you have value. Your knowledge is important. And if you're a real estate agent, one of the best things we can do for consumers right now in this market, especially for our first-time home buyers, is help them understand how to take the next step. Because so much of the news out there has been negative. And the only way that we're going to overcome that is to work together, like for you and your podcast, showcasing real estate agents, and get that education out there. So we have to do it together, because homeownership is one of the most important things in anyone's life, is, you know, to be able to own a home. And it's something that we all need to work together to make sure that's happening, especially for our next generation.
Well, that's awesome. And that's great advice, Ginger. Really appreciate it. You know, this is a tough market for a lot of people. And I know that technically we are competing against each other, but we should also try to help each other survive yes. and thrive in this market. So that's this week's episode of Northwest Real Estate Roundup. Tell your friends, subscribe, pass it on to other realtors, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on today's journey through the dynamic world of real estate and mortgages. I'm your host, Steve Teitler, and this has been the Northwest Real Estate Roundup. Don't forget to subscribe for more expert advice, tips, and stories that empower you as a real estate professional. If you have questions or topics you want covered, drop us a line at our website. Until we meet again, here's to your success.